Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to the Naked Scientists podcast with me, Rosalind Davis. This week, I'm answering Colin's question.
Why do we lose hair on our heads but not on the rest of our body?
To stop me pulling my hair out, trying to get to the bottom of this, I asked Professor Robert Foley from the Department of Archaeology and Anthropology at the University of Cambridge to help me out.
We do lose hair from our heads and from our bodies throughout our lives. You only have to clean a shower out or a bath out to realise that that's true. And of course, we don't really notice or see the loss of hair on our bodies because the hair is miniaturised, very small, and it's not very dense. The loss is virtually invisible. In addition, of course, it's replaced. So we don't see a long-term effect either on our bodies or our hair. If we turn to the bigger and obviously more important question, is the permanent loss of hair, in other words, going bald. And there is a particular pattern to it. It is men, or rather some men, who go bald.
So some men make it through their whole lives with a full head of hair. But for others, it's a very different story. Is that determined at birth?
Why some men become bald is partly a matter of genetics. There seems to be quite strong evidence that there are genes, and those genes are on the X chromosome, and that produces a sex-linked pattern of inheritance, so that men inherit their baldness from their mother's father.
Surely, though, as a species, we would all have evolved to keep our glossy locks.
It might well be that baldness has actually got some evolutionary advantage. Not many men feel that, but there have been studies showing that bald men can be seen as more attractive, often because it's associated with longevity, with success, wisdom, knowledge, maturity.
OK, so if you are wise and mature, but also unfortunately bald, is there anything you can do?
In terms of doing anything about it, all one can really say is buy a hat and be happy. It's almost certainly a signal of long-term survivorship as much as anything else.
Sound advice there from Professor Robert Foley. Next week, we'll be answering Amanda's question.
How do I stop my nose from running?
If you think you know the answer, or if you have a question for us, then please get in touch. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet us @thenakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum. We look forward to hearing from you.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.